Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have a pirate costume, so I'm gonna be the booty.
There is no doubt that it's from a film of hers. And I laughed.
I have to say, I kind of love this crew.
You mean the charter?
The charter. They're
wonderful. They're wonderful. Easy.
They're easy. They're fun. They make fun of themselves.
Agree.
What? Why you got to fly in the air?
Yes, fly.
Y'all, this is Badoo.
Badoo.
You've turned me on to it, Badoo.
Badoo.
I'm
Welcome
here.
To Badoo. Below Deck Down Under.
Season 1, Episode 4, called Pirate's Booty.
Coined by adult film star Jen.
Jen. Yeah. And what was the guy's name again? Jax or Zayd or...
Something like
Flame?
That.
Flame. It's something like that.
Insert male stripper name.
Insert male stripper name. Before we get to that...
He's not a porn star, though. He's just a dancer.
Okay.
I think Jen
So you don't think he's ever had sex for money?
You know, there are some dancers who they're very much, I'm a dancer.
I'm not sitting on a couch with a...
A dancer for money. I do what you pay me to do. Or want me to do, I believe.
Yeah, you're not a dancer for money.
No, I do it for the love of it.
Yeah, well, you know, the love of something. Love of something.
Greenbacks.
There is a turn. When Poodle has a certain dance face, you know he's going to grind on somebody.
Oh, yeah. I kind of look back over one shoulder... And just, you need to look away because it's not going to be pretty.
It's weirdly hypnotic, kind of like a spider's web. It draws you in.
Like a snake going,
I'm proud for you. Always turn on timing.
This is episode 4.
Yes, called Pirate's Booty.
We ended.
Oh, wait, before we get into that, I have a surprise for you.
You know how I love to be surprised on the show.
I have a surprise that's below deck related.
Okay. Are we going? Are we going on a charter?
I wish that, but no.
So everything else is going to be underwhelming.
So basically, I went to dinner the other week with my friend who was in town. She was in town. My friend Lori, she's my best friend since sixth grade. She's the reason why I say sugar.
I know Lori.
You know Lori. She worked at Sizzlin' Sirloin. We went to prom.
No Sirloin Stockade.
We went to prom together, our senior year.
How did those two coexist in the same town?
I don't know.
There was no feuds.
They both had a big cow in the front, too. but she worked there.
It should. Those two restaurants should not have been able to exist in a tiny town.
I know, but we like a lot of steak and potatoes. And we went to prom together. She had to bring over a prom dress because she didn't want to smell like cigarette smoke because her dad smoked
so
much.
Okay, we need
anyway,
to... Yeah.
Been my best friend for life. She's the reason why I say sugar. She said it first. Anyway. So she was in town, and she's like, sugar, let's go eat somewhere. I said, okay. So we went, and we walked to this place.
It's better pay off.
So we're sitting there eating, and we're having this food. It's great food. We're sitting there eating, and then Marcos walks up.
Shut up.
And I didn't realize we were in Marcos's restaurant.
Oh, my God.
And I screamed, and I told Lori.
Okay, don't be one of those people.
I screamed quietly because I said.
You don't scream quietly.
No, you're going to appreciate that this was my initial reaction, and Lori can back this up. I went, we can't tell Jake I was here. And she said, what? And I said, Jake and I were going to go together. I didn't mean to be here. And I almost like,
I didn't.
I said, if we didn't have food, I would leave. I can't be here.
I don't hold it against you.
I can't. And she's like, why, sugar? And I told her who Marcos was.
You went through ignorance.
And she said, oh, he's hot. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So the next thing I know, Lori goes, Marcos, he does a podcast about your show.
Oh, my God.
We ended up talking to Marcos for 30 minutes.
Shut up.
Also.
Spill.
Where is it?
Are you scrolling through all your pictures?
Yes.
God, how many do you have? There he is. He looks good. He
insisted that we took a picture.
He looks good.
We talked about aliens.
How was the food?
It was very good.
Good. I'm sure it was.
And the surprise is, he asked me, what do you do? And we talked for a while and all this kind of stuff. And he said, well, I've never done one before, but I'd love to be on your podcast.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
So Marcos is going to be on our podcast.
Oh, my God. That is exciting.
But he said, listen, I don't like to do Zoom and things like that. So can I just come to your place? So Marcos is coming to your apartment to do our podcast. I've been holding on to this for a week.
I'm a little speechless. We're going to have to bring in a set designer. Stage everything. It needs to look like we're actually professional.
I'm glad you cleaned the cum off the couch.
There'll be some more after he leaves.
He shook my hand and then he gave me a hug.
Is he just as hot as in person?
He's hotter.
Hotter, yeah.
He's hotter. He's so down to earth. He's so grateful for what he's doing.
What are we going to even talk about with him?
I don't know.
I'll just say things like, what do you like to do with a girl?
What do you like? Because he's about to open up a restaurant. But
are you sexually fluid?
So I said, what's your Instagram? And I'll contact you. He's like, no, I don't do that. And he took my phone and he gave me his cell phone number. And then I had to go back up to him and say, I'm so sorry, but I didn't put your name in. And there's this guy I used to fuck named Marcos. So I want to make sure I got the right number.
Spaziani is his last name.
Which he appreciated.
Wow. You surprised me. I expected it to be something just so trivial. Did not expect that.
You're welcome. Then I told Lori, I said, I can tell Jake now that I was here since he's going to be on our show.
You just fumble into everything.
I really do.
Stumbling through life.
To my credit, I was terrified that you weren't there. I felt like I was cheating on you.
You were cheating on me.
Anyway.
I don't fault you. You went out of ignorance.
I did. You know, because we had been to that restaurant before and we got very drunk on wine and it was good before, but we didn't know. We thought we were going back to the same restaurant.
So it's been a different place.
Yeah.
Is it downtown?
Yeah, it's the one that's kind of over by like the Sheraton and everything.
Yeah.
In downtown. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. It was very good.
A lot of good places to eat downtown.
We had ribs, but they were like Korean, like barbecue ribs. And it's one of the first times that it wasn't slathered with so much sauce. You could actually taste the good meat with like. Yeah. The sauce kind of complimenting it.
Well, Korean ribs aren't supposed to be like...
I've had some in Koreatown that I feel like was too saucy.
Really? Oh,
but,
yeah.
But we had that.
Like you get bulgogi or like other... Go to a Korean barbecue place. It's not... It's more of a spice.
Ah. And I was there the night... I looked the night before. Tosh was there.
Really?
Yeah, with some guy.
Yeah, so it didn't last with Dave, did it? Shocker.
No.
Shocker.
So, anyway, Marcos is going to be just sitting right there on that chair, just looking at you.
With his legs apart, probably.
Oh, it's huge. Real thick. And I told him, I said, you know you're the hottest chef from below.
Like, totally.
I said, I love you, but my friend Jake is obsessed with you.
Yeah, I drink his bathwater.
And he laughed. He said, I love it.
Ooh. Yeah, he might have to whip us up something.
But also, I should say, when Lori said our podcast, he had never heard of us.
Of course not.
No, to his credit, he was like, how do you listen to a podcast? And then he told me, this is going to make you feel
I
good.
I love it. It's like my mother.
He said, Andy Cohen wanted him to be on his podcast, but he said, but it was on Zoom and I don't like doing virtual stuff. So he literally turned down Andy Cohen.
He's going to do our
podcast
show
in person.
Wow. Remember when he did the reunion
in
his car?
Yeah.
He's class. Wonder if we'll get into...
He's a conspiracy theorist person. We talked about aliens for a long time.
Oh, my God.
And I said, oh, God, you're going to get into that.
He
would say fuck a lot, and it was hot.
Ooh.
God, it was hot.
We have to move on.
When his talks.
Stop it! I'm all on Twitter now.
Your Twitter and your monkeypox vaccine hasn't kicked in yet. All right.
It's like my skin is burning.
What's your first teabag?
I can't think about anything. Everything else seems trivial now. It's like Pleasantville, like my world.
Like the color just came in.
I can't go back, William H. Macy, Joan Allen said to him.
She couldn't.
God.
I bet you
Joan
cried
Allen,
in that movie.
Joan Allen deserves more.
She does. She was wonderful in that movie.
Joan Allen deserves a better career than she's had the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sorry.
Sorry, y'all. He was so focused before we started, and I completely threw you off the rails.
You waylaid me. Yeah, now what I have to say is...
He smelled good, too.
Shut up. Now what I have to say is just like, oh, so Captain Jason is a plumber. Those are the things that I'm saying. We need to clear the path. I need to clear the decks.
You need to sorbet yourself.
I need a sorbet from that. I need a mental sorbet from thinking about Marcos's girthy dick. Because it is. Jesus.
Do you need me to start with a teabag?
Yes, I want you to start.
Okay. I have to say, I was impressed with Captain Jason's reaction to Benny, Benny was like, I've got to go home. Poop water. And Captain Jason's like, calm down. I mean, I don't know any other captain that would have jumped in there. I mean, he said he was a plumber.
He's great in a crisis.
But he just jumped right in there and just, like, handled it and calmed Benny down. He is a very good captain.
I think we're going to run into some things with him. There's a flip side to that.
Okay.
And he's good at what he does, but he's a perfectionist and expects everyone else to work as hard as he does.
He does expect that.
And so that is the
And it's an expectation, not necessarily this is what I want.
He holds himself to it.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes you wind up doing great things, mm-hmm. but a lot of times your managerial style ruffles the feathers of the people underneath you.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
that's true.
I agree, though.
Also, y'all, my dad was a plumber, so I've been plumbing.
Oh, no, you don't say.
Never mentioned it. We would never walk in poop water without shoes.
I saw that.
I couldn't get over that.
Ugh.
And I know you're using your hands. Sometimes my dad used gloves. Sometimes you just have to use your hands because you need a tactile. My dad didn't do stuff like this, nor he would only do like water leaks. So I never really had to work that much poop stuff, but sometimes a septic tank or two. But you wear shoes.
Yeah, when they were walking around, I think that's a boat thing.
It's a boat thing, though. So I guess you just wash your feet off.
I guess
with a lie.
That was my first one. So I'll talk about. Seems that Captain Jason is missing his board shorts. And all I can think of is, it's because I took them.
It's because Poodle's sniffing them every night and every morning. It's how he wakes up.
Oh, Jason.
You do it kind of like the way like Goofy or Donald Duck will like smell a handkerchief that's dropped from by a princess. You're just, you lift up in the air with your nose first, like
whoop,
Ichabod
whoop,
Crane.
Whoop, whoop, whoop,
yeah,
whoop.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. All I could think of is someone stole them and is sniffing them.
Yeah, me too.
Wearing them to bed at night.
Yeah, me too. So it seems like no one wants to work on this boat. Magda's, like, the, well, I will say, I know is laundry hard? I feel like it's hard in that there's probably a lot and it's continuous. But
I think she's an unorganized mess.
Yes.
She's
and
used
this
to.
Laundry room looks horrible.
She's used to, she said, smaller vessels. So she's not used to, I don't think she's ready for prime time.
Yeah. Her or, yeah, or on the other, or on Below Deck Med, her or Ray Gunn.
Yeah. Both of them, both. I think Magda is just green and they thought she would be great TV. So yeah. They threw her. A lot of times the second stew position is is the color cast. In other words, the one they're going to throw in to have fun. They're a little free spirited. Mm-hmm. They're almost always a disaster.
Yeah.
And and so
I mean, the fact that she's like it just hit me. The laundry room is a metaphor for Magda's brain.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I'm with my boyfriend. I'm not with my boyfriend. He's not here. It's hard. Ooh.
I just don't think she's very professional or a serious person. And I don't know if this kind of work, maybe she'd be better in, I don't know. Maybe things will turn around. She seems like she's good with the guests. But that's a different type of work.
It seems like she's just like fun woohoo girl.
Yeah, we'll see. She dances Polish dances
kinda
though.
Kind of looked like clogging.
It did, although it's a little bit more up than clogging.
Her ponytail did bounce up really high. I noticed it looked cute. Love a bouncy pony. Love a bouncy pony, y'all.
Y'all, if your boyfriend says, look at her bouncy ponytail, he gay.
I did read an article that this was in Cosmo years ago, but it said men prefer a ponytail more than any other hairstyle.
Why are you reading about this?
I was 13. And what else was I going to read?
Just a red-blooded American boy.
You didn't like reading Cosmo with all your girlfriends?
No, that's not what I did.
Yeah, I didn't either. Didn't either.
I think the female friends that I had weren't that type. They weren't girly girls. I think
you're just friends with tomboys.
Yeah, and kind of weird outsider kids.
Okay. Like, y'all, we just went and saw a film version of The Last Unicorn.
Those were all my friends.
It was all of Poodle's friends.
Like girls who thought they were unicorns. There's one woman there who had on this kind of like silver dress and boots. And I'm like, she thought she was a unicorn. She thought she was a girl. Mm-hmm. Part of her still thinks she is.
She still checks her forehead every night just to make but in the morning. Did it grow today?
It was a really fun experience, except for the people at the Academy Museum didn't know what the fuck was going on.
They didn't know what the fuck was going on.
It's so heavily staffed. Yes. There were technical issues through the talk.
It's heavily staffed with no one who knows anything.
Yes.
Alan Alda was going to speak. And
Arkin.
What'd I say? Alda. He's dead.
No, he's not.
Alan Alda's dead. From
is
MASH?
It? Is he?
Yeah, he died.
Okay.
So, Alan Arkin, and it was amazing hearing.
Can't hear anything.
Can't hear you.
And then he just got these other headphones.
And tried to put them over, and he just basically then kind of made a face and went,
And then he just left.
He just shut the thing. And I was like, don't you wish you could do that in a work call sometimes?
Yes. I wish that on podcasts sometimes.
Wow. On that note, we're going to take a commercial and we'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay, all of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, hit me with your tea bag.
So, am I starting to prove to you that this concept that I have works? You know, See, we got by on a salmon platter. Getting by is enough. God, I wish Captain Jason heard that fucker say that.
I wonder what he'll say, like, in the reunion. But here's the deal. I know it.
He's such a piece of shit. We're talking about Ryan.
I kind of think his food is basic.
It's good enough for a certain level of guest.
Looks like next week it won't.
I think we finally have a charter that's going to piss him off.
Oh, I can't wait. Because it's either going to be people that piss him off that are super, super foodies.
Yep.
Or that basic bitch who says she wants McDonald's.
Oh. These are my favorite charters.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
So,
I can't wait.
I just want to watch people who don't have money behave like they do.
Yes. That's a long title, but I would watch that show. I feel like we see it a lot.
And get served for it.
He's the smallest dick on the boat.
Huge douche. Earlier he said, I wouldn't mind hooking up with Magda. I wouldn't mind at all.
Y'all, if you're into Ryan, God bless you.
If you're into Ryan, you not only do you like people who are shitty, you need to think about your tastes and how you respect yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And you need to figure out why you like dicks. Not in a good way. Like guys who are
not
dicks.
Not actual peni.
No.
But dicks. Yeah. So who was mean to you and turned you on? In your past, something happened.
The other thing is he's also kind of whiny.
Yeah.
And,
he's insufferable.
Yeah.
Like, it's a toss-up between him and Mateo. Or Matthew.
I would take Matthew any day.
I think I would.
Over this fucker.
And I can't believe that.
Because at least Matthew did really good work.
Yeah.
And worked at it.
Yeah.
He tried to do his job.
Yeah. I mean, this is a lighter tea bag, but the fact that he doesn't want to plate anything and he just makes fucking tacos for a beach party.
No, you have to go back to chefs like Leon, who you don't know, and just dicks. People who were not good at their jobs and who were also awful.
Again, as Poodle says before, if we could all have the entitlement, what do you say again?
I wish for everyone half of the confidence of a mediocre straight white male.
There you go, America. World, there you go.
I wish you half of it. Because if you had half of it, think what we could do.
It's true.
Just half.
What do you think about my next teabag? What do you think about Culver's confidence?
You know, he's an interesting one for me.
Okay.
He He is what I call a rabid extrovert.
Yeah.
And to the point where he loves being around people so much, kind of like a German Shepherd or a chocolate lab.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
And he needs there. It's not that he needs tons of attention. He just needs companionship from everyone.
Yeah.
And
but he doesn't like being alone.
No, not at all.
Loves his mother.
Totally.
I mean, we know that. He's talked about that.
Basically has a mouth like a coin purse. Like one of those coin purses.
And a body like a mountain.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What a body.
God.
And I, but
it's
sadly,
so sinewy.
Sadly, I think that's kind of all that's there, though.
Well, no. I think
I'm sure he's a good enough guy.
I think he's fun, but, you know, Culver says he can. It's all about selling the experience, and that he can sell any experience. What experience would you want Culver to sell to you?
First of all, I need to say one thing. If you're trying to sell me on some kind of thing, you know, everyone ready to go snorkeling, and then you say, "What was that? I can't hear you." I'm going to say, "Fuck you." That's my response when you say, "I can't hear you." I don't respond to that well.
You don't.
That means I'm not ready. Of course you got most school spirited. I hate guys like this, to be honest. They're it's a certain arousal level, and I'm always like, you need to calm down by 30% before I can even be around you.
Yeah.
I honestly think
he would be hot, but I think his energy would be a lot for you.
It would piss me the fuck off.
Yeah, it would.
But I'm telling you, if someone says, "I can't hear you," my response is, "Fuck off."
You'd still sleep with him, right?
You know, I think if he didn't talk to me at all.
Close
and
your
just
eyes.
Can't, no, listen. Let me give you the requirement. If he didn't speak and didn't smile, that jackass-eating Sawbriar smile.
Okay, so the smile freaks you out.
And then left immediately after it was over. Yes.
But what if he smiled and said, "I want to tie you up"?
Now we're talking. But it couldn't be that big, teethy smile.
He's kind of adventurous, though. I bet he's adventurous in the bedroom. I bet he's not a boring fuck.
No, it gets to a... Let me tell you. All that adventurous stuff... When it goes to the bedroom, he becomes a little boy.
Really?
100%. Yeah.
We'll never know.
If you fucked Culver, let us know.
Let us know.
That whole thing, if I can't hear you, I'm telling you, if you want to find one way to piss me off, I can't hear you, then get your fucking ears checked.
I can't read this.
If you're one of those people who says, "I can't hear you," fuck off. Honestly, unless you're doing it sarcastically, then I approve.
All right.
Yeah. I think an audience warmer upper would be the worst job in the world. To have to completely give audience stuff.
Oh, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I could see you doing that.
I'd be good at it. I would do it.
Would you say, "I can't hear you"?
No. No, I wouldn't say that. I would say... I do hate that. That's a pet peeve. I would just be like, I would say, because they always want you to clap a couple of times.
I know.
So probably I would say clap, and I'd say, I would make a joke and say something like, "Y'all, I'm a glutton for punishment. Give it to me again harder or louder," or something like that.
Right.
I would make it probably, because my humor is self-deprecating mostly.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah, that does turn me off a little bit.
My next one is, what is it? Oh, where's the brisket? Who let the brisket?
Who let the brisket back? Woof, 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 woof.
And this is yet another piece of evidence for Ryan's shittiness. He immediately goes, "Oh, doesn't take responsibility at all."
No,
that's the worst thing.
That's the worst thing.
Because we could kind of under the difference between if Matthew and Colt. now I'm thinking about Culver. Matthew and Ryan are on such an opposite ends of the spectrum where Matthew would beat himself up about it and lose his mind and berate other people.
Yeah, Dave from Below Deck Med would just go completely in. Oh.
He would just drown himself.
He would just drown himself.
Just wrap himself in chains and go to the bottom of the ocean.
He is the male version of Virginia Woolf. Just,
that was such a literate reference. I am very surprised.
I mean, he lies in bed and just imagines the water coming all around him like Julianne Moore. Wow.
Oh, that was that's such an Hours reference.
But it's so true, though. He would. You're right. Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
But I'm just saying there was no responsibility.
No.
There was no... I'm sorry. What are we going to do about that? He kind of played it off. We need the meat. And that's it. Ugh. Hate him.
What was I going to... So, what do you think about Culver in the... Because we didn't get to it. In his mullet pirate costume. Were you turned on by the pirate?
You know, he didn't look as action figure-y there with that big, wide, teethy mouth.
He's got hot nipples. Just want to gnaw on them.
Something about him that feels plastic to me. That is, it's hard
kinda
for
why
me
he's
to...
hot and kind of why he's gross.
Yeah. I don't think he's gross. He's
not
just,
gross, but...
He doesn't really do it for me.
Well, you don't... I know it is because you don't think he's going to be dirty.
Absolutely not.
Whereas Jamie or like... I was going to say Scout.
What? Or Scout?
And Below Deck Med.
Oh, Storm.
Storm.
Storm is going to be filthy.
I knew it was an X-Men character.
Filthy.
Filthy. But Jamie probably is probably going to be the most filthy person on the book. God, he is so hot to me still.
He's such an asshole, though.
Kinda makes him hotter to me.
See, that not to me, strangely, because he's not an asshole in an interesting way.
Yeah.
He really can't back up. Because he's
I can.
Not, he's not, beep, 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 beep. Get your butt off of me.
Yeah, is that a cave?
Yeah!
Hello? Hello?
Let's go spelunking. So, what do you, I want to ask you, you haven't done a lot of stuff in the hospitality industry. Would you think there was nothing wrong with getting into the hot tub with guests?
I agree with what Jamie said. I would say if you got in and took a picture and it was like a 10-minute thing, because I do feel like you're in a business where the guests, as long as it doesn't make you feel unsafe, the guests are kind of emotionally driving the ship, per se.
Right.
But if he was there for like an hour fucking hanging out, then that's a problem.
See?
I didn't feel the way that Bertini felt. Well, yeah, Toomey and then Bertini brought it up too.
How did you feel about it? It's an invisible line you don't cross because it's different if he got
I wouldn't
in there
do it personally
to take a picture of them. But
he was in there for it looked
he
like
was
for a bit.
In there with them with his arms around them, and I get that he was selling an experience. But I made quite a living off selling an experience in my 20s.
He only charged $5.
The boyfriend experience is $20.
Wow.
Sir, I don't want to go home with you.
Don't. No,
I don't
sir.
Got no place to go.
No.
So I'm going
to. $15. Sorry.
But it's one of the reasons I think I had a problem with it is you have Toomey who's having to serve them, and he's not doing anything. And it could be argued that he's entertaining the guests and blah, blah, blah. That's not his real job.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so...
I mean, it is part of collectively, like, if they need to step up, somebody on deck will serve food. And honestly, deck crew does do a lot of things with experiences, I will say. Like when they're reined in.
I agree. It just felt like it crossed the line for me.
But I agree with you, but in the same way, what's any different? Because I was a little uncomfortable when he tied a woman up to a chair and did the splits and put his crotch in her face. To me, that is more.
Well, that has been
But that, they do that a lot on Blow Dick.
They do that a lot on this. They do like lap really dances uncomfortable and things like that. I think with this crew, they would welcome it. Because
yes,
a lap dance is just saying hello with that woman.
But I wouldn't want to do that. And I'm pretty sex positive.
You mean you wouldn't want to be
would
lap
you
dancing?
Want to like lap dance on somebody who's there
you
for
you love strippers.
No, no, no. I want to be the stripper on a guest.
Oh, no. I would find it very uncomfortable.
I would find it very uncomfortable.
Especially if I'm in a service
if
position.
If I am the guest paying for the experience, take your shirt off,
I was gonna say,
and give me a and put on your little Speedo.
Right.
I want the banana in my hammock.
Just a swinging.
Sorry, John Anderson.
Sweet.
If he only knew how much that song has been part of gay sex jokes.
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't like it.
I kind of need Jen to be on every boat.
She's fun. I like it. She's going over to the captain.
When she goes in there and sits by him and she's like, hey, captain, you know, pirates are always looking for gold. And she's wearing a gold outfit.
What are you looking for?
Gold. The fact that he said gold kind of reluctantly made me laugh a lot.
I would watch a whole thing of people reacting awkwardly to Jen.
Love it. Give me that show.
Give me that show.
Jen. It's not punked. It's Jen'd.
I got Jen'd. I don't have that many Yeah, I don't think there was a thing at the end where
Ryan serving fucking yogurt. That's the last thing I have.
It looks like he did say, did he make it?
I don't know. He said, but I don't believe it. It's some fucking Faye or whatever it's called.
I think that is Faye. I think it is called Faye.
Which is not bad, actually.
And Aisha says, what is this, Starbucks? It did feel, y'all,
to talk to him, and he was such a dick about it.
He talks so shitty to her.
He talks bad, but I have to say, he really talks worse to women.
Oh, yeah, totally.
He does not talk to the men like that.
No, not at all.
You've said this, and I hope we end up seeing a conversation or a reckoning between him and Captain. I don't know if we will.
I think if the food is not up to standard, I think we will. And I don't think he will be step and fetch it for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then he'll talk shit about the captain behind his back.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a terrible person.
He's a
you
terrible
guys.
Person.
I think that's all I have.
And on that, it was a fun. This episode, it wasn't a blah. It wasn't a boring episode. It was just kind of like not a lot of super exciting. I think we're gonna get drama next episode.
Do you
with that.
Think Benny is gonna hang around?
No.
Yeah, I still think he's gonna head out.
Yeah. And I could see Magda leaving now. I feel like they're kind of alluding to that.
Me too. I liked it when the boy was like, where are you? And I'm like, bitch, this is a work day.
She's on a ship working.
Honestly, there have been times Captain Lee will not let you see you.
No.
Don't be texting on a phone with
not
Captain
at all.
Lee.
We're going to do Below Deck Med after this. It's such a different show.
Oh, yeah.
Just like we kind of had this like... It feels like Below Deck Badoo is kind of like, and Below Deck Med is, everything's so sad and
now
serious.
The world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
But y'all, that's the show. Go to Reality Games Podcast. We'll see you next time. And until then, poots,
watch out for the girth boat. We need to put that on Instagram.
Oh, we do need to put that girth boat. Y'all.
Girth boat's coming. And y'all, we say anchors again.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.